Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio. Go to her website at www.livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal to get your free 20-minute session with Dr. Vicki. She offers various counseling sessions as well as the life-changing soul rejuvenation to guide you to live authentically on your soul's journey. If you lose it when you meet a guy and simply want to learn to be independent, free and happy in or out of a relationship, then listen each Sunday night to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki and join her on Living Your Soul's Journey on Facebook.
Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey. This is Dr. Vicki, and I am so happy to be with you. I know I sound a little bit hoarse, but I have to let you know what's going on with me so you'll know. I personally am going through a tremendous amount of healing, and a lot of times when you go through energy healing, things can come up, records and patterns can come up, and sometimes you just have to work through them. You don't necessarily have to know what the issue is, or you don't have to go through the pain of it, but sometimes things like this will happen. And so I am thrilled to be here tonight. I do have a special guest with me. Her name is Reverend Rose. She has not hooked up with us yet, so I'm not sure if she's stuck in traffic out there in LA land. But whenever she is available, I'm sure she'll come on. And until then, we are having girl talk. So if you're a girl and you want to talk and you want to call in, just call in to BBS Radio. You can go to BBS. If you're listening, then you'll know how to get to type in, you know, a way to get in so that you can call in and chat. One of the things that I wanted to talk about tonight is how to honor yourself. When we go through life, sometimes as single parents like myself, and sometimes as workaholics, sometimes as a married woman, it doesn't matter your circumstance, sometimes we forget to honor ourselves. And that means take time for ourselves. Do things for ourselves that can be so simple. And I'm going to give you an example of one that came up for me. As you know, I do appointments and I travel a lot. So that means I'm in the car driving around and I go to the same places over and over again. So I'm very, very familiar with the towns that I visit. And, you know, when I work counseling people in the legal area of appointments and work, and sometimes in real estate, of course. And so what happened was Friday, just Friday before this Sunday, I was exhausted, extremely tired, not necessarily from just driving, because I had been exercising a lot. So it wasn't like I had been driving so much that my body was worn from that, but although I'm sure it had a little bit to do with that. But what happened was I just had worked so much during the week, and I'm very blessed and in deep gratitude for that. And I just needed a break. So I sat down and had a nice little, very small dinner because I don't eat very much, but it was very natural and it really tasted good. And I started getting calls for work that night. We're talking 7 o'clock at night now on Friday evening. And I sat down where I had my two puppies with me and my daughter, and I was just, you know, really relaxing, taking care of me. Was something I needed to do just to relax. And so I started getting calls for appointments that night. And I was like, y'all, you know, if I had a helicopter or a jet, I couldn't get there on time. But I said, I want to thank you for calling tonight. I'm glad that you thought of me. But this is my time. I'm not going to get in the car tonight. I'm going to actually take off for the weekend. And I, you know, posted all of my times that I was going to be off. And, you know, I'm going to be off now until tomorrow morning. And that is doing something nice for me. And it doesn't mean that I have to go out and spend hundreds of dollars buying new clothes or buying a new car or going off some trip or something, although that is also in the plans. But it still is just about in the moment doing something nice for yourself. And one of the questions that I have for you, for whomever wants to call in, if you feel like it, is, you know, what do you do nice for yourself? I mean, what is it that are some of the nice things that don't cost a lot of money, don't take a lot of time, but are very, very nice for you to do? I'd love to hear some of those, you know, items or just projects that you do. Now, one of the projects that I'm going to be working on, well, actually there are two that are, one I already do, but one is I always buy flowers for myself and my daughter every week when I go grocery shopping. Well, I shouldn't say every week because sometimes the flowers last actually 2 weeks. The flowers that my daughter and I bought last week, right when I got back from Seattle, are still absolutely beautiful. So it'll probably be almost another week or 10 days. They're lasting like almost three weeks sometimes. Then other times I'll buy flowers, and obviously I've gotten older ones, and they don't last as long. But that's just something that I do because I love flowers. I don't want a relationship right now, so I buy myself flowers. And I just love fresh flowers. So I just, you know, I'd love to hear what you do special for you. But some of the things, like for my daughter, she's 16, some of the things that she does for herself, she takes her earbuds and her her phone, and she goes out and she walks and she walks and she walks. And, you know, I know that her earbuds are probably a little loud because she can't even hear anything going on around her, which is a little concerning to a parent. But regardless, she does this for herself. She gets away from the world. And she just goes out on these long, long walks. She takes her dogs with her, or her one dog, and then, of course, my little puppy. And she'll go out and she'll play basketball. She'll go play soccer. But she does it just with herself. You know, she does it without any other people around. Sometimes she goes down and plays pool. She'll go down to our terrace level of the house, and she'll just play pool. And it's just so nice. I love to see young people taking care of themselves. Now, about a week ago, we went out and bought, maybe it was 2 weeks, actually could have been 3 weeks, but we went out and bought a lot of mint and basil and different herbs, and we planted them in the yard. And then we found some beautiful wildflowers that actually are to be growing in September. Ah, we did this in August. Now, oh, boy, how does time fly? We did it in August because it was supposed to be planted in August. And now that it's at the end of September, you can actually start to see some of the little flowers growing and the basil and all these beautiful herbs coming up. And it's so, so refreshing to see nice, beautiful herbs coming in. I wish I had a whole, it's not really a wish. I guess you just have to decide to do it. But have your whole kitchen full of herbs, you know, in those, I saw an ad for some sort of cooking show, and they had about 50 herbs all from hanging little flower pots, hanging from all the ceilings and stuff that had nothing but herbs in them. And I thought that was just so cool. So anyway, I just want to just remind you that keeping the peace with yourself is so, so important, because doing the simple little meditations every day are just very, very, very valuable. Today, I have one of those kind of U-shaped couches, sort of oval couch, I guess you would call it. And I sat down today, and I put the seat back where you can put your feet up. And I watched some of Oprah's beautiful shows that she has on. And I just, of course, I always fall asleep when I do this, because it's just, you know, my weeks are very busy, and sometimes it's just nice to relax and not have to go anywhere and not have to drive. And so it was fascinating, because I actually loved just relaxing in there and taking care of myself. And then my daughter, she's so beautiful. She came down and she said, you know, I think I would like to, she knows how I love to have my neck rubbed, and she came and rubbed my neck. And I thought that was just so, so sweet. You know, kids are 16 years old, 15 years old, 17 years old. They don't always have to have troubles. You know, my daughter is extremely well balanced, and she has almost 100% average in school. It's just amazing to me how, if we focus on nature and helping our kids to be connected with themselves, then they can learn to not have to be so connected on the world. And that's when they get into all that drama and all that. Well, I have to have this, and I have to have this friend, and I can't do it. I have to go to the mall. Of course, we don't have malls where I live. But regardless, it is so beautiful to see young people, and there are more and more of them coming up, that are learning to connect with themselves. When you connect with yourself, y'all, you don't get lonely. When you are your very best friend, when you don't, it's not that you don't need people. I am not saying that. But I'm saying it is in a way that you can be independent with yourself, so that you don't have to go out and do things and go out and be places and, you know, constantly be on the go because you're avoiding something in your life. And, you know, that can be been amazing. Now, I want to Reverend Rose is trying to get on the show, and she's not able to get on. So I'm not sure what's going on, but we will attempt this again with her and see what we can do. And I'm just, as we talk right now, I'll just let her know that we're trying to reach her. And so just let her know that, okay? But Reverend Rose is on Skype, so we'll connect with her somehow or another. I'm sure Doug is working on that right now. And we'll have Reverend Rose on for our girl talk, and it'll be fun. We're going to do some readings tonight as well. So we will proceed with that. It was interesting because tonight I wanted to see what kind of show, what kind of interest, what kind of energy I was picking up from everybody. And I do feel a kind of a tower feeling, and those are from my tarot cards, a feeling of introspection. You know, I think we are in Mercury retrograde right now, and it's a time of introspection, not a time to start, you know, doing new things. But it's amazing to me how, when we really get in touch with ourselves, how it can change our lives. And I can't wait to talk to Reverend Rose to find out exactly how she, you know, works with herself, because she spends a lot of time on her own too. And she, you know, has to learn how to entertain herself as well. So now are you on the call, Reverend Rose? Are you on yet? Well, I don't know what's going on, but we will. Okay. Awesomeness. Yes, this will be great. Reverend Rose, let me know when you hear me. Hello, Reverend Rose.
Hello, how are you?
Well, we were just talking about you. I said she might have taken her husband to the airport and got caught in traffic. I wasn't sure what was going on, but I'm glad you're here. And you, as you can tell, I sound like a bit like a frog. So,
uh-oh.
Oh, no, I was just telling everybody on the show tonight that I'm going through a lot of healing myself, a lot of records and patterns. And so a lot of times that opens up those channels and those issues with your chakras. So I just want to introduce everyone to Reverend Rose. Reverend Rose has her doctorate in metaphysics. She actually lives in Southern California. And before the show is over, we will get her contact information, and you can have readings with Reverend Rose. But she also, which I'm excited to share, does weddings. And you do all kinds of weddings, don't you, Rose?
Yes, I do. Kinds of places.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you just came back from New York. You just came back from New York doing a beautiful wedding. I think that must have been exciting.
It was in upstate New York on a farm, and it was beautiful. A bale of hay was our altar.
That's my style. That's that. That reminds me of my favorite show. It's not Cape Cod. It's Hallmark show, Cedar Cove. And that reminds me, because one of them is having a wedding, and the husband wants to do it with the bale of hay. But anyway. And she wants to have it all fancy. So that's good that they can. But you're very you're open to all kinds of weddings, though. You don't care as long as they love each other, correct?
That is correct. I believe in marriage equality. So,
right. Yes.
Definitely. Same-sex marriages are, I've performed a number of them.
Yes, that's so beautiful.
And, you know, I haven't done them here in Georgia. I think most of them just go to the clerk of court. I don't know, but I don't advertise that I do that. But, you know, I've done it for friends, people that I know, you know, that do that. So, well, you know, before you got on the line, Rose, we were talking about how you honor yourself. And, you know, I'm calling the show Girl Talk tonight. Just talking. What do you do to honor yourself?
Oh, that's a good question, Vicki. Sometimes as women, we tend to find it very difficult to honor ourselves because we're so wrapped up in the daily life of caring for everybody else that's around us, our spouses, our children. Honoring yourself is basically, at times, putting out boundaries and doing something for yourself to keep yourself happy, healthy. For me, sometimes it's putting aside everything so I can meditate. One day last week, I decided I wanted to see a movie. And quite honestly, at my over 60 age, I've never been to a movie alone. And I did it,
really?
And I had a grand old time.
Let me tell you.
It made me happy that day.
Yeah. It is so fun. Let me tell you why I like to go to the movies by myself. It's because I get to have the whole bucket of popcorn to myself.
Yes, I did that too.
The last time that my daughter and I went to the movies, we went to two different movies. So she got her own popcorn and I got my own. So we sometimes do that, you know, because we go to the movies a lot. But you also took the day off the other day too, didn't you? And just did... it doesn't mean that you have to go get your nails done. It doesn't mean you have to always have a pedicure. Can't it mean something else? What are some of the other just simple things?
Sometimes it's just going for a walk around the block or riding my bike a little bit or picking up the phone and saying hello to a friend.
Yes, yes. Just something
to get away from the busyness of life, you know?
Yeah. I think we women tend to stay wrapped up and so busy in our children's lives and in others' lives and even in our own lives. I know that you and I are similar in that we are kind of type A personalities in that once we start to work, it's all about the work.
It's about work. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I noticed when I started writing my books that I would get so consumed in them that I would start making mistakes because I was too much into them. So what I had to do was I made a conscious effort at every hour on the hour. I would get up and I would take a walk for about 30 minutes and I would come back to the book and a completely fresh, new, wonderful ideas would emerge, which were getting bogged down by just sitting and looking at the computer. It was really kind of boring. So now
that's
I want to remind everybody to call in because we'll be doing live readings this evening. If you happen to be listening and you have a question or if you want to just discuss or just comment, we welcome your calls. So before you got on the show, I was commenting that today, because of all the healing that I'm going through, I laid in my big new couch that I got. And I put the seat back, and I literally just rested my head on a pillow. I had the dogs by me. I was listening to Oprah. And I felt, I mean, all I could do was say thank you, because I felt so blessed to have that time and that space to just relax. And I told my daughter, I said, I'm getting a little tired. And she said, that's because you got to learn to relax. Because you know, when you're on the go all the time, it's like you never actually get a chance to just completely relax. Because even when you're in the car, you've got to be alert.
I mean,
you drive in L.A. Yeah.
Yes, I drive in L.A. Boy, do you have to be alert here.
You know, we have three lanes at the most on each side on Interstate 75. Tell me how many lanes you have in L.A.?
I was driving north on 110 the other day, and there were 7 lanes going one way and 7 on the other. So the expressways here are very large.
And were they booked? I mean, were they packed?
It was bumper to bumper, and I was crawling at 5 miles an hour.
Oh, my heavens.
I've never seen anything like it.
Wow. Wow. Well, let me ask you, without prying into your husband's, but just from a woman's viewpoint, being married, how do you find that guys get their time off? I mean, like basketball or football, or they go to sports events and stuff, don't they?
Actually, yes. As far as from my viewpoint with my own husband, that's his relaxation is definitely sports. He tends to travel a lot for business too, so he's out of town. And the other night I called him to say goodnight, and he was at a basketball game. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, sports is a big deal. And sometimes just zoning out in front of the television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting because I was watching Oprah this afternoon, but then she doesn't go live, I don't think, until the evenings. I'm not sure of her schedule, but she has some wonderful shows, some wonderful people on there. So it was fascinating do you ever watch Oprah?
No, usually I'm working during the day, so I typically don't watch it.
Yeah, this is on Sunday. This is
okay.
Yeah, I don't watch her during the week. I think she's just has reruns and stuff. So, but what is your message for women tonight when I first picked up the cards tonight to see what my message would be for everyone, I found the card which kind of represents peace. It's like find the peace within you, and then you will find the peace on the outside of you. Even though the world may be crazy and there's so much going on in our world today, but yet we can still find peace within ourselves. We do not have to get caught in the drama. And I want to just say one thing about drama. Drama causes karma, because when you're into drama, you're picking up other people's upsets, you're taking them on as your own, and you can actually pick up their karma. So it's very, very, very important. This is my tidbit for the night. Very important to not buy into drama, either your own or others. It's extremely important to have somebody in your environment that can say, you're into drama, you know, and cut those cords. Use the flame, you know,
right.
Cut the cords, use the flame, and filter out all the negative. So what is your advice for folks that or for women that to help them in their lives to honor themselves more?
Well, interestingly enough, I also pulled a card before I came on the radio, and the card that I pulled is the sage.
Mm.
And that's the wise one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it ties in very well with your message as far as that inner peace. We as women tend not to trust our inner knowledge or our inner feelings, and if you could take the time to calm yourself and be with yourself, you'll feel that wisdom, that innermost spirit of yourself, and trust it. Your spirit, your soul, whatever your belief system exists in your heart, and if you come from your heart, it'll never ever steer you wrong. Now, don't get that confused with what you want and what you feel love is. Your mind is different from your heart, which is where your true self is. That's where God is. That's where the universe is. That's where your soul is. That's your true identity, is your heart.
Yeah. Well, that's beautiful. I know while you were talking too, and I was listening to that, I was saying, well, what else could I share with what she's talking about with heart? And I picked the trust card.
There
which
you
is
go.
Trust. Because trust. One of the issues that I've had all my life is trusting myself. And what that does is it causes you to not trust your, how do I say this, your relationships. And so that's why I think I've had such a variety of relationships. Because I never could really trust myself, although I always thought I was trusting myself, but I would always pick people that would make me feel like I was trusting myself, but they weren't trusting themselves either. So in essence, I was pulling in untrusting situations because I truly couldn't trust myself. But you know what's so fascinating about when you look, you talk about your heart and you talk about peace and you talk about trust. I was listening to this monk today talking, and he was talking about how he and his monk, you know, Buddhist monks, this was just his opinion now, he's a monk, that takes slow walks. And as he walks, he says, you know, something to the effect of, and I'm paraphrasing, but something to the effect, we are here, we exist, we are in the here and now. And it reminded me because I used to say, why am I always so comfortable right now? And when you ask yourself, why am I always so comfortable right now? Your heart will say, because you are here in the here and now, using the affirmations. I love affirmations as opposed to affirmations. And I'm going to have that man on the show one day as well. But when we learn to trust ourselves, that is the way that we can go out into the world and learn to trust others.
Exactly. You have to trust yourself first.
Yeah. But, you know, it was interesting because he was talking about, and I love to hear, I wish I could repeat the guy's name, but it was on Oprah this morning, probably around 1 o'clock. He was talking about terrorism, and he was saying that the reason why there is terrorism is because people do not love themselves. They do not love themselves, so they get angry, they get upset. They have hate in their hearts because they have no love for themselves. And then he says, in his quiet monk ways, they go out and want to make everybody else miserable. And I thought that, you know, that's such a simple statement.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so true.
It's so true. Because if you don't love yourself and that anger builds up in your heart, it's going to push out and you're going to be angry with everybody.
Yeah, yeah. What the world is lacking, in my viewpoint, is self-love. And, you know, people can say, I can hear people listening right now saying, oh my gosh, that sounds like narcissism. Well, narcissism is not what I'm talking about. Narcissism is a love of self, not connected to God, not caring for others, only thinking of yourself. Rose, I want to hear your viewpoint on this. I think this is the biggest issue that comes up with self-love, is the religious viewpoint of only honoring other people, think of other people, you know, but narcissism is a terrible thing. Narcissism, for those that don't know, is when typically a child or someone has been badly hurt in their childhood and all they think about is themselves. I mean, it is so pathetic. It's, you know, just narcissism is all about self. And for some reason, that when you say love yourself, people immediately go to, oh, that's narcissistic. So what, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it seems like people, the reason they go to saying that it's narcissistic is because that's their only frame of reference that they have. They know people like that. There's so many out there.
Mm-hmm.
A person with narcissism, you know, is all about self, but they use others to benefit their self. Whereas when we're talking about love yourself and to be in your heart, it's with God, with the universe, assisting others, but also assisting yourself, not neglecting yourself. You know, I kind of think of the heart as a GPS. Your heart is the perfect GPS system, and it can steer you in all the right directions when you learn how to use it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and when you learn how to use it, but the first step, though, to trusting your heart, Rose, is to love yourself. It's to honor yourself enough to get to know what that heart means. Now, if your heart says, go with that person, and you've just met them, and you're about to go off in someplace unfamiliar to you in a relationship, you might want to step back and use some discernment, because you got to learn to love yourself enough to know what that heart is saying to you. And that's that connection with God.
Right.
And that, I think that's the difference in going by your heart, which is connection to God, and going by your ego, which is what you want. That's right.
Two huge differences.
Yes, yes. There is a exercise that I do every day where it's under my energy work, and I balance my subconscious, my conscious, and I balance that with my superconscious, which is spirit to me, spirit, God, the universe, the higher source. And I balance all three of those all during the day so that I am learning to stay connected, yet honor myself, and yet change that subconscious that needs to always be evolving and ever growing. Because it was like that guy today I was listening to. There were several people I was listening to, and they said, well, have you recovered from being an alcoholic? And the person said, I am recovering. The day that I am recovered will be the day that I go back, because I will have stopped learning.
Gosh, how powerful.
Yeah. He says, I'm always recovering. I'm always learning. I'm always, always growing. And I think it's fascinating, because I'm sitting here for the last 2-3 days. And I've got someone that I'm working with, but I'm going on a deep, deep, deep level of releasing records and patterns from eons ago. And obviously it has a lot to do with expression, a lot to do with expressing myself, because I have not been able to speak real clearly for the last couple of days. So I know that that is part of the healing. And
yes, it is.
Yeah,
it's a clearing.
It's a clearing. And one day, in the next couple of days, you know, when you go way, way back on things, it takes time. I mean, it doesn't just pop open. Sometimes it does, but a lot of times it takes a little bit of time, you know, to actually release everything and clear it away, because we're talking maybe a day or two or 3 days, where we're talking maybe billions of years. And I know that may be hard for some people to understand, but I have to be true to myself. And I believe in billions of years that we've been on this planet somewhere in the world. I don't know about this planet, but somewhere. We haven't been on this planet, but somewhere in there.
Vicki, I have a question for you.
Sure.
To help your listeners here, since we're talking about loving ourselves, how do you love yourself, or what little things can you tell your listeners on what they can do to further that love for themselves?
Well, I think the first thing that one must do is to look in the mirror and get to know yourself.
There you go. Yep.
Now, that can be a very hard thing to do at first. Sometimes it's hard to look yourself in the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the first step, is to look at it. Maybe it might take 21 days, because that's how long it takes to begin a new existence, a new way of living, a new way of thought pattern, is to go every morning, every night, to look in the mirror. We all look in the mirror, Rose, every day.
Correct.
But do we look in the mirror? Do we look in our eyes, the windows of our soul? That's the kind of looking I'm looking at. Not judgment. Oh, my nose is too big. My eyes are too small. My hair is too flat. I'm talking about looking in the probably preferably without any makeup on, preferably with your hair a zoo. It doesn't really matter, because you want to look into your eyes and touch base with that soul that is you. And that would be the first step. And I would do it for 21 days. And I would then be able to get to the point. If you can get that point first day, fine. But somewhere in those 21 days, excuse me, I would get to the point where you could say, I love you, and talk to yourself.
Excellent. And it's interesting that you mentioned the mirror, because that's how I counsel my clients as well. And I ask them the same thing, to look in the mirror and look as deeply as they can into their own eyes and to say, I love you. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's really big, though, and to get to that love of self, is also self-forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And that's another exercise I also do with a mirror, and to look at your eyes and say, I forgive you for hurting me mm-hmm. so deeply, because sometimes we self-sabotage ourselves and hurt ourselves.
Exactly. Well, self-forgiveness, excuse me, it's very difficult to forgive somebody else when we can't forgive ourselves. And typically, and I can only go by the people that I have worked with, and preferably myself, because I can certainly say anything about myself and not be offending to anybody. But when I have the hardest time forgiving myself, it's for something that occurred that has not changed and, from my viewpoint, hasn't gotten better. And that's when I have the difficult time forgiving myself. But yet, when I really, really look at the situation from a total responsibility level and gift, what is the real gift here? Then the ability to forgive is just automatic. It's like, oh, well, there's nothing to forgive. That was part of the journey that you chose to go on. It's not like somebody threw it down there for you to do it. But there are things in my past with a family member that I look back and say, wow, I could have done that better. But at the same time, I have to remember that at that moment, I did the best that I could. And so when I look now and see the gifts that I got out of it, and know that family member and I are still not together, that family member and I mean, I have nothing on that family member, but that family member has stuff on me, okay? Mm-hmm. That family member has a dedication to a religion that won't allow that person to communicate. So they have chosen that disconnection to honor their religion. So at that point, I have to honor them for that, and I can no longer be upset with myself. And that was when my life became my own at that point. So there I hope go. That makes sense. It's maybe a little hard for me to talk a little bit right now, so I don't know how clear I'm making sense. But, you know, anything you can share on that is appreciative.
Well, the other thing with self-forgiveness, too, is sometimes we harbor old guilt.
Yes.
From things that have happened in the past. And we just need to let go of that old guilt. And remember, you are God's perfect child.
Well, that's
so,
very
you know, and this is all part of loving yourself. Focus on your positive attributes, and your self-esteem will increase, and your stress level will drop.
Yeah. Well, you know, and another thing we have to remember is that, oh, those are my babies. We have to remember that we can't change other people's journey.
Correct.
As hard as we may, and it may be our own spouse, our own family member, our own child, we can guide and direct. But once they get to a certain age, we have to be in a position where we have to say, you know what? That's it. I have to let go. And you see, that was my issue. I wasn't able to let go. I felt the control that I had to do it this way because this was the only way that was right. Well, you know, that's self-righteous. I can't do that. So what I want to say to everyone is, regardless of the circumstances, if you're not, okay, let me say it this way. If you're moving along in your life and you're struggling with forgiveness, because if you're not struggling with forgiveness, this won't matter to you anyway, because you already know more than I do. But if you're struggling with forgiveness, know there's something that you haven't looked within to find what really deep down is the truth for you. And when you really look down, I mean, let's just say the worst of all is, let's just say that, and I don't have any experience with this, Rose. I don't know if you do. But let's just say that you gave your child, 21-year-old child, which is not really a child, but you gave him the keys to your car. And something happened, clear cancel, and, you know, you feel guilty for the rest of your life, okay? Now, I've never experienced that type of thing, but I did have to say that I did encourage my family member to join that particular group that they never came out of, okay? And that's probably a lot of the guilt right there, is that, wow, You know, I was a part of that. So if you're struggling with the forgiveness for yourself, then really find the truth and be honest with yourself. That's one of the hardest things I feel that some of us can do, is to be honest with yourself. And that's when things start to shift. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree with that. And you know, I can't help but go back to guilt again, because some of us, you know, harbor that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is guilt is the exact opposite of love. So it comes back to what we're talking about, is loving yourself. And your guilt just doesn't help anyone or anything, but divine love does help everyone and everything. So, you know, something they could say or do, is one thing that I've done is I ask that all the effects of my mistakes be undone in all directions of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tell the universe, I tell God, I'm releasing all of my guilt completely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then an affirmation very similar to looking at yourself in the mirror is, I love my true self from top to bottom.
Yes. Well, you know, I don't know your whole life, Rose, but I look at it from the time that I met you, which has been probably 6-7 years. And I can see how loving yourself has gotten you through a lot of situations that others might not have been able to get through as well. So it's vital to go back to that mirror situation. And that's what I'd recommend, and say, I love me. And, you know, that doesn't mean that while you're doing that and your child drowning in the bathtub, that's narcissism. Okay. And we're not talking about that. Rose and I are talking about that. Clear, cancel. But what we're talking about is caring enough about yourself to say, you know what, if you have a 3-year-old or a 6-year-old or a 10-year-old and a husband and you've got work, you know, it's like the other night, Friday night, the man was begging me to go to take this appointment. Okay. He was begging. He said, I will pay you whatever you want. And I looked at him. I mean, I was on the phone, of course. And I said, sir, I'm just going to let you know, I cannot, regardless of what money you pay me, it is too late for me to go out, and it's not safe for me to drive at this point. I'm exhausted.
There you go. You honored yourself, and you loved yourself.
Yeah.
It's
that simple. Now, would I've made some money? Yes. But is that all there is? Is that all it's about? If our life come down to that, then I think it's a reevaluation of what's important to us. Yes, we have to have enough money to pay our bills. Yes, 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 yes. Yes to life. Yet at the same time, it's the little simple aspects of life that make that difference. And I'm going to share something with everyone out here too. My daughter does not drive. And so for me to take her places, I can't work when I'm taking her places. So we came up with the best idea. Came from spirit, but that's okay. You know, I love getting these incredible gifts from spirit like this, because I kept getting frustrated. This isn't working. This isn't working. And all of a sudden, spirit said, through this whole idea of this place, and I won't mention the name of it because I really don't like people knowing, you know, right where my daughter is. But there's a local area that she can go hang out at 4 or 5 hours a day while I'm at work and be absolutely content, happy, fulfilled, and protected.
Oh, wonderful.
And now, yeah. And she gets everything she's needing. I still get to work, and it's maybe an hour and a half extra driving a day, which is nothing. So, I mean, but yet I had to honor myself, Rose, because the other way was not honoring myself. It was bothering me because I wasn't nothing wrong. This way, we're both happy and we're both content, and everybody's winning this way. So it's extremely powerful to honor yourself and take those little teeny steps that you can do to, like I was before you got on the show tonight, I was telling everyone that I just laid down on my couch. I think you may have listened to this, but I just laid there and just relaxed, because to me, for me personally, that is a big thing. Of course, I took my walk, and instead of doing energy work on the walk, I spaced out. And for me, that kind of gets me up to that just connects me with spirit. Do you find that happening with you sometimes when you walk?
Yes. Now, you need to zone out. There's times where I'm just sitting in a chair and I'm totally gone. I don't know where I'm at either, but it's a form of resting, and we all need that rest because we all work hard, and it's just an important part in our stressful world.
Yes. Another thing I want to share with everyone is take little trips if you can. Now, when I say little trips, I mean, depending on your economic circumstance, a little trip can be down to Ross's and space out. Rose and I both did this. We both.
I did that just a week or two ago and walked around the store for an hour looking at every item in the store. But it was great. I felt wonderful when I left.
Exactly. Now, you did that for you. You didn't have your husband there saying, how long is it going to be, or we need to go anyplace. That little space, it didn't cost you anything, but yet you probably came out of there feeling refreshed, feeling better than if you'd have just sat at home, stared into space, possibly. You know, that's right. Take those little trips. Now, I'm taking trips now. I'm starting every couple of months. My family and I are going on a 4-day trip. The next trip that we're going to take in once the snow is over is to go see Niagara Falls.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
You know, it's like, you know, we got a few bucket lists here. I mean, you got to go some places. You got to enjoy your life. You got to go out there and see some of these places that you hear about and you want to go visit. And yet you always say, well, next life, you know, or next time or next year or something. And, you know, I was thinking about winter. I always wanted to go down and see winter down in, what is that town? Yeah,
Clearwater.
While you were living there. Well, you don't live there anymore. So I probably won't go see, you know, probably won't go down there. But I always wanted to go visit winter. I saw both of his films. They were just wonderful, you know, films. So it's kind of neat. Well, go ahead.
Now, those trips, like you said, are another way to rest and rejuvenate the body, the spirit, everything. And let's talk about the single person, for example, because, you know, sometimes it can be difficult for them.
Yes.
And, you know, because they don't have a partner or someone to go with, and they may not feel comfortable going somewhere. And I can truthfully say, for my own part, I have difficulty going places alone too. So going to the movies recently was big for me. But just recently I had a friend visit in San Diego, and I drove several hours to visit this friend, and the next morning, rather than get in the car and come all the way back home again, I decided to explore the city by myself. And so that's huge. And, you know, just like a single person, but I had a great time. I went somewhere that someone had told me was nice to visit. I had a wonderful lunch. I enjoyed browsing shops and came back home very refreshed and rejuvenated.
Isn't that nice? That is so nice. Well, I have to say, I have two friends that one just came back. Well, actually, about 6 months ago, came back from doing the pilgrimage over in Spain.
Oh,
all
wow.
By herself. She is now in, I think she just came back from Paris, came back all by herself. I have another friend that is leaving today or tomorrow to go on the pilgrimage. I don't know, maybe sometime in October. I'm not sure exactly when she leaves. But she's going over there all by herself. All
wow.
By herself. I mean, that's a 3-week, 4-week, 5 weeks, depending on how long you take. I know what I want to do, folks. This is the bucket list here. We should have a show on bucket list. I want to have you back when we do that. I want to walk the Appalachian Trail. And it doesn't have to be the whole trail, but I want to just go and walk with my dog. So I want to go just so I can buy him a backpack. That's why I want to do it. I went to PetSmart the other day, and they had these backpacks for dogs. And I was like, that's the coolest thing. And, you know, thinking about that, we have had more fun buying the little crates for our dogs to go on the plane.
Uh-huh.
We have had more fun. I mean, the part of the trip is now. I mean, we're going to enjoy the trip when we go on these trips. But the trip began 2-3 weeks ago when we decided to do this, because now we're buying little snow suits for the dogs. And then we have the little crate, like, you know, my dog, my black dog got a black crate, and my female dog gets a light baby pink crate. You know, I mean, it's like silly stuff, but that's joyful to me, you know, taking care of them. And it's also honoring myself too, because I'm making it simple for me to go through the airport, right, you know, with something that's easy. So, you know, it's a combination of both of those situations. But Rose,
well,
I want,
you know, by having joy like that too,
yes,
you're getting,
yes,
more in touch with your heart energy.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And
yes,
loving yourself.
Yeah. Yes. It's all about fun. It's about,
yep,
fun. Now, one thing I want to, if you'll talk for just a minute, because I'm having a little difficulty here,
okay,
is what, tell people how they can reach you, what kind of weddings you do, and that type of thing, so that people can kind of get to know you a little bit, Rose.
Sure. I can be reached by email, and my email is revroseg@gmail.com. So that's R-E-V as in Victor, Rose, R-O-S-E, and G as in George, @gmail.com. And
cool.
My phone number is 239-565-5740.
Great.
And as Vicki stated, I am a doctor of metaphysical healing. I am an ordained minister, so I do any denomination. I will work with a couple to design the wedding to be something that is of their, to with their wishes. For example,
yes,
the wedding I did in upstate New York 2 weekends ago, the bride was Christian and her groom was a military man who happened to be Jewish, and they wanted to have the breaking of the glass in their ceremony. So we included that with an explanation of what that meant and the various meanings of breaking the glass. So it was a very beautiful addition to their ceremony.
That's beautiful.
And I work very closely with the couple as far as their vows they desire to take, and anything like that. I'll work with them, phone, email. You know, I've married, I've included children in ceremonies and just different things like that. And I do spiritual counseling, and as you stated earlier, also intuitive psychic readings.
Good.
So I'd be happy to help anyone who needs some assistance. But one thing just came to mind too, as,
sure,
far as back on track with our discussion of self-love and releasing guilt and other things. The other thing with us too that stands in the way of being able to love ourselves is worthiness. There's times where we just feel we don't deserve anything good that comes our way.
That's true.
And part of that self-love is just to know that you deserve to receive good things in all ways of your life.
Open up your heart. So, and I just pulled another card and it said ecstasy. And I want to just remind everybody, because we're about to end the show, but I just want to say, no matter what you're doing, find something to bring joy to your life. Today I found a beautiful, beautiful daisy that was growing all by herself. And I looked at her and I said, "You are so, so beautiful. Here it is in the fall of the year, and there is this one beautiful daisy growing in the North Georgia mountains." And I was just so thrilled. So, but I also want to just remind everybody, next week, the Grace of Gratitude author, Pinnacle Book Achievement Award winner, Deborah Perdue, will be our guest, and she will be talking about gratitude. So y'all be sure and listen in next Sunday at 4:00 Pacific, 7:00 Eastern Standard Time. Rose, I want to thank you, Reverend Rose, for being on the show. Just
thank
honored
you
to always have you. And
my pleasure.
Yes. And y'all be sure and call Reverend Rose if you want to get married or have a reading or some energy work. Just feel free to call her. And I just want to thank you, each and every one of you, for listening this evening, or if you're listening on as an archive. Just be in honor of yourself. Do that 21 days looking in the mirror and learning to love yourself. Until we meet again, thank you, Reverend Rose, and
good night. Thank you. Good night.